Set! Allez, démarre! Set!
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Le Staff Rugby Podcast. Delighted to have you tune in, and we're a couple of weeks into this new season of the Top 14, and a lot has already happened, as you can imagine. However, before we jump into that, I'd quickly like to acknowledge some of the news that has come out of Racing 92 recently, announcing the premature retirement of their star centre, Virimi Vakatawa. This is devastating news for the French international, obviously having to retire at just age 30. Apparently he's suffering from cardiological issues that will keep him away from playing rugby. This is really not something that we expected. It sent shockwaves through the entire French rugby community, and I'm sure further afield as well. But Vakatawa just came back from a tour to Japan with the French national team, and he seemed to be in reasonably good form. And I really thought that this was going to be his comeback season as well, leading up to the World Cup. If he could stay fit, if he could stay healthy and get back to that level, I really thought he could get into that group. He is a player that Fabien Galthié, the French head coach, really appreciates. And he is so skillful, of course, and really deserved to be in that 13 jersey come the World Cup. He's been really struggling the last couple of years due to injury issues, but I really thought that this was the year where he could make his comeback. So a real shame that we won't be able to see that. And just really devastated for him, his family, going through this really, really tough time. He seemed very, very emotional, as you can imagine, during his farewell at Racing 92. And we wish him, obviously, the best for the future, wherever that may be. Although I'm sure he'll be very close to the rugby pitch, wherever that is. But I still think it's very important to give you some stats, to give you some info on the amazing career that he has had. So Vakatawa actually started his club rugby at the professional level with Racing 92 and played with them his entire career. So really from 2011 till today. So over a decade, he appeared over 140 times as well for them, which is exceptional. In the middle of all that, he also appeared for the Sevens team, the French Sevens team, so between 2014 and 2017. And he then played for the Gaz de France between 2016 and 2022. He has 31 appearances and scored 50 points with him, which is very impressive as well. And if you haven't seen some of Vakatawa's highlights, can I please just ask you to, after this episode, go onto YouTube and just go watch them. They're absolutely ridiculous. His offloading skills are really second to none. That guy can just throw amazing passes. And obviously, I mean, that must come from his Fijian heritage, of course, that we won't forget. But he's an unbelievable player. He's really, really loved in France. He's someone that people really appreciate and respect. And it's just a great loss to for the world of rugby and for France as well. And wish him all the best. And we hope to get some positive news of what he'll be up to next very soon. Now, going on to the top 14, because, of course, there's been a lot happening within the first two rounds of the new season. So, as you can expect, as everyone expected, Toulouse and La Rochelle are already top of the league with two wins from two, with Antoine Dupont already in mid-season form, as you all expected as well. This guy's the little general, the little field marshal, is just bossing everyone around, and he literally tore Toulon apart this weekend. He was ridiculous again. So, as expected, Toulouse on top, two wins from two, 9 points. Then you have La Rochelle on 8 points as well, and La Rochelle have done extremely well. So, you know, Toulouse went to win at Bordeaux, which is no mean feat and very difficult to win there as well. La Rochelle went to Lyon and beat Lyon as well, which is no easy feat. And they have been playing exceptionally well, La Rochelle, and I do just expect them to keep that consistency throughout the season. Their recruitment was top class, and the coaching staff there is very strong with Ronan Ogara looking after the team there. So, great start for the two big teams of the top 14 at the moment. A big surprise is actually Brive, who is usually, you know, accustomed to the bottom half of the table, is actually sitting in third place with one win from two, with one winning bonus point and a losing bonus point as well. But exceptionally, and listen to this stat because it is crazy, Brive went to beat Perpignan in Perpignan for the first time since 1971. Now let that sink in. That is crazy. So that's kudos to them. Great start to their season as well. Hopefully it carries on for them. But if we are realistic, I think as we move along the season, I think they'll have to find themselves in a bit of a lower position, I think, if completely honest with each other. On the other side of the table, so Perpignan is sitting dead last, as many people expected. Two defeats in two games. They lost against Brive, which is really not good for them because they are their relegation sort of contenders. And it's a big blow for them, especially losing at home. That's a terrible result for them and their hopes of staying up this season. And I'm afraid that it's getting a bit of a deja vu vibes of their 2018 season, where they were relegated already halfway through the season. So not a great start for them. And then we've also got Bordeaux, who started quite poorly as well with two defeats from two games. So they lost at home against Toulouse, as mentioned, by only a single point, but they'd still expect to win that game at home. And then they lost away to Montpellier, which is obviously they're the reigning champions. So not a surprising result there, but a poor start. And nothing too alarming at the moment. And I do think that as the season progresses, they'll find their way back up the table. But there they are at this point in time. So we'd had some key players, I'd say, throughout these two rounds, or some really top-performing players. So apart from Dupont, who's just going to be mentioned on a regular basis on this show, I'm sure, because of how ridiculous he is, there's also another player that has been... We haven't talked about him in quite a while. I mean, he had his moment of fame a couple of years back when he integrated the French national team, but then sort of dozed off a little bit, but he's still a scoring machine, and that is Alvarete Raca, the Clermont winger. He's been absolutely sensational. He scored two tries during Clermont's second round game against Pau, that they won 33-24. So he scored two early tries, and apparently couldn't get a hold of this guy, which is not really surprising. Very, very powerful winger with insane footwork as well. So good to see him perform very well. And Louis Carbonel has been playing at a very, very high level and seems to be adapting very well to his new club, Montpellier. He actually scored in the defeat against La Rochelle, in Montpellier's defeat to La Rochelle in the first round, 26-22. He scored 17 points. And in their win in the second round against Bordeaux, 29-19, he scored 19 points. So he's already on fire, and he's always been extremely accurate with the boot, scoring five penalties in these two games and a couple of conversions as well. Just a very solid start for him. And if he carries on down this path, I do think that he will be backup number 10 for the French team come the Rugby World Cup. So good to see these guys perform well. And I think that's all the time we've got for today, but I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you have, please subscribe. It always, always helps. So please do that. Please share your comments, feedback, and on our social media channels. Very important. So please go find them. And I'll see you all at the next episode.